John chapter 19. And we're going to begin reading at verse number 1. John 19 verse 1 says, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plied a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, 'Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him.' Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, 'Behold the man!' When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him!' Pilate saith unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.' The Jews answered him, 'We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.' When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and he went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, 'Whence art thou?' But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, 'Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee?' Jesus answered, 'Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.' And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, 'If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar.' When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, 'Behold your king.' But they cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.' Pilate saith unto them, 'Shall I crucify your king?' The chief priests answered, 'We have no king but Caesar.' Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.'" Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your word. We thank you for what it contains of the story of you sending your son to die for us, Lord. And we just pray you would bless this day as we look into this portion of scripture. May we appreciate anew all that you have done on our behalf. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And during this time of year, as believers, our minds are drawn to the contemplation of the death, the resurrection, and of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is not to say that these events should not rightfully be at the forefronts of our mind through the year. And indeed, we recognize that on each Sunday of the year, not just one, we are celebrating and commemorating the resurrection of our Lord and all that it means to us as believers. But nevertheless, we realize that through the days, we tend to get busy, we tend to get distracted, we get thinking about so many other things, that it's good to have at least some portion of the year where we are really directed to bring our minds back to considering the time of the Lord Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. At any time of the year, especially this time of year, that we spend time contemplating those things is time well spent. And we have four accounts of Christ's suffering and crucifixion and death in the New Testament. And of course, as we looked at last week, we have at least one account in the Old Testament that speaks prophetically of those events. But for this week, however, we want to look into the account recorded here in the Gospel of John. And as we looked at this morning during the Sunday school hour, John writes his Gospel to the world to show that Jesus of Nazareth was much more than just a man. He was more than just a teacher. He was God come in the flesh. He was not an unfortunate